Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, provides details about the recently signed omnibus appropriations measure that includes individual appropriations bills for fiscal year 2022, which began in October of last year. The bill includes provisions specific to cotton industry priorities, including Department of Agriculture programs such as the APHIS Cotton Pest Account Boll Weevil Eradication and USDA Agricultural Research Service programs that include cottonseed bug research, cotton blue disease research, and cotton ginning labs. The House and Senate Appropriations Committees will soon turn their attention to developing the fiscal year 2023 appropriations bill, which began on October 1st, 2022.
Appropriations measure that Congress finally agreed to last week includes funding for all of the federal government. And of course, we're very focused on the agriculture component that's included because that does include critical funding just for ongoing operations for a lot of the programs and staff at USDA that our members interact with on a daily basis, be it the Farm Service Agency, Risk Management Agency, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, but also a lot of the work that is done in developing markets overseas for U.S. cotton and cotton products, the work that the Foreign Ag Service does. So this legislation and this funding is critically important just for those ongoing activities. Now, specifically for some of the cotton industry priorities that were included, the bill includes a $1 million increase in the boll weevil eradication program funding that is conducted by APHIS in conjunction with the Texas Boll Weevil Foundation. So that takes our annual funding for that program up to $14.725 million, and that's just to help continue to try to offset the cost for the active eradication of the boll weevil and those costs that are being borne by our producers in Texas, but also supported by cotton growers across the U.S. Cotton Belt. Some other important funding is in the area of the Agricultural Research Service, and specifically, the bill includes a $1 million increase in a project that has been going on for a few years now, particularly focused in the Southeast cotton region, to try to deal with a disease or virus called the cotton blue disease and try to understand that issue better and what type of mitigation practices are needed to help control that. And then also the bill includes some new funding to address an issue in the Western Cotton Belt that we're concerned about. It's a new pest called the cottonseed bug that's been found in California. Fortunately, not in the cotton growing areas yet, and we want to make sure that it doesn't move into those regions. And so this $1 million will help do some important baseline funding research for better trapping and ways to make sure we can track where that pest is and hopefully eliminate it. So that's just a sampling of some of the cotton priorities that are included, a number of other important projects, but we're very grateful for the work that was done by the leadership of the House and Senate Agriculture Appropriations Committees and their staff to include these priorities for the cotton industry. And now we're turning our attention as Congress will start their work now on developing the next year's funding package. And we'll be putting together our industry priorities and submitting those to Congress in the very near future.